This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown arrived today to spend one day at the Republican National Convention. As a moderate Republican in a close fight for re-election against Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren, Brown has made the political calculation that it's not beneficial to spend the week with national Republicans. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports from the convention.
This convention is a big moment for the Massachusetts Republican Party. But Senator Scott Brown has made the political calculation that he can miss most of it. Brown says he was asked to play a larger role, but declined because he says he has other commitments.
Well, I have my own race. I have my own life, as you know. There's only so many days in the year to be a dad and a husband and a soldier and a senator and then run for re-election.
Brown says it's not about distancing himself from his party.
Obviously, me being here is important in that it shows that someone who's a pro-choice moderate Republican is here as part of the big tent that we have and should have and will continue to have with my involvement here. And while I don't agree with everything in the platform and or with Governor Romney, I have a lot of respect for him and vice versa.
Brown says he spent most of the week fulfilling his National Guard duties. Few members of the Massachusetts Republican Party give him any grief for his choice to stay away for most of the week. They know he's in a tough re-election race.
No, he should not be here.
This is alternate delegate Linda Jewell of Franklin.
He's got our votes. He needs the votes of the people back home in Massachusetts that aren't here. And that's where he should be, getting their votes and showing who he really is.
The latest poll shows Brown ahead of Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren by 5 points. As senator, Brown has staked out a moderate stance. He's voted with his party 54% of the time. That's not enough for Republican guest Bill Kerry from Osterville, but he's still a big supporter and expects to see Brown today at the convention.
Some of the things he did I didn't agree with, but I do understand why. Because in a liberal state like Massachusetts, in order for a Republican to be elected, you have to walk a very fine line.
And that's what Brown is doing. Delegate Mike Morales understands why Brown would want to keep his distance. But he thinks if Brown had taken on a larger role, it would have helped the party.
I think it does the convention good to have him here. And so not so much coming here for himself, but he comes here to show, the diversity you have in the Republican Party, that it's a big tent. You can have some senators, who are more traditionally Republican and some who are more moderate.
Certainly Brown's cameo at the convention won't hurt him with Republican voters, says Delegate Mimi Sundstrom from Milton.
Oh, he does have the support of delegation, but absolutely, because I've been making phone calls for him in 90-degree heat at these victory offices on the weekend. So, people are, doing the work.
State Representative Betty Poirier says chances are good he'll win, but it's going to be a hard-fought battle.
I think that Scott has proven that he's a hard worker, that he listens to everyone, he reaches across the aisle.
Scott Brown says he's looking forward to the historic moment tonight when Mitt Romney, a Republican from Massachusetts, accepts the nomination for president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov at the Republican National Convention.